Welcome to the Results Show for Backseat Box Office, episode 89, the weekend of June 1st through the 3rd of June. As always, I am your host, William Paul, and we do have... Standard disclaimer, if this is your first time listening to the Results Show, please stop, go back, listen to a regular episode, then come on back. We'll wait for you. Now, with this podcast, we go over the results of the weekend's box office. What were the results of the weekend's box office? We have, coming in at number one, Snow White and the Huntsman. New movie came out this past weekend. That supplanted Men in Black 3, which had been number one the prior week. Then, number three is Marvel's The Avengers. Battleship came in at number four. And then The Dictator came in at number five. This week, our first week of the new season, we have 14 participants, 14 people that sent in their picks for how the movies would be coming in, and then with that, each person we gave 25 points. The closer they got to keeping those predictions correct, the closer they got to keeping those 25 points. For every movie that they got off, they lose 1 point per position. If the number one movie was off, that's 2 points per position. So with those 14 participants, how many 25s, how many people got those five movies in the right order? Well, it looks like we have seven people got those predictions right. We have Andrew, Art, who sent us a voicemail. We'll get right to that. Kugron, Jeff, Mentally, Mrs. Beast, and Uriah. Let's go ahead and check out that voicemail from Art right now.
Yeah, this is Art calling in my picks. I'm going to go with Snow White at number one, Men in Black at number two, Avengers number three, Battleship at number four, and Dictator at number five. So I'm dittoing Andrew, probably for the last time. And I'm glad to see I wasn't the only one who kept hearing Chirpumple Diaries. Chirpumple Diaries. Chirpumple Diaries. All right, bye.
Then we move on to, it looks like there's no 24s. We've got a few 23s. Looks like Tony, Lena, and another voicemail from Tad all picked the same things to get a 23. So let's go ahead and listen to Tad's voicemail.
Hey, this is Tad calling in with my picks for this week, of the first week of the new season. I'm pretty excited. I'm predicting that I'll end up somewhere in the middle. All right. So I went and saw John Carter like yesterday. Pretty good show. It was still playing at the Dollar Show, and the wife wanted to go to a movie, and so we went to that, and it's a pretty good. I like it. I wish it had done better, and I hope we get another one coming out of it. Anyway, I'm going to go with Snow White at number one, Men in Black 3 at number two, The Avengers at number three. I'm going to go, I was kind of battling a little bit about this, that was intended. I'm going to go with Dictator at number four and Battleship at number five. Sorry to hear that Andrew's going to be leaving the show. Going to miss him. And I hope everything goes well for you, Andrew, and come back if you get the time. All right, everybody, good luck with the new season, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
So I realized while editing that not only had I overlooked the fact that Tim had a score, that he'd also sent in a voicemail. I apologize for this. Quite early in the morning, before any type of caffeine intake. So, I apologize, Tim. Here is your voicemail.
Hey, everybody. This is your champ, Tim. I want to give my acceptance speech. I want to thank some of the people that helped me get to this position where I am. I'd like to thank Andrew for providing the onus for me to compete and try to kick his ass in a forum that was not funny books related nor RPG related. I'd like to thank Jonathan, whose hands provided warmth and comfort in my time of need. I'd also like to thank BD for being such a great competitor in the last stretch there. 8/1000ths of a point. Boy, that's gotta suck. But what can I say? The belt's here. I'm going to stay here at least for another, 4 months or whatever. So here's my picks. Snow White 1, Men in Black 3, 2, Avengers 3. I'm going to go Dictator 4 and Battleship 5. I wrote this down as I was listening to Backseat, the other show, so I didn't really ditto Tony, but since his was actually on a forum before mine is, you can probably say that, and I think that'd be fair. But I was writing it down before I heard him, so those are my picks. See if I can start it off strong. Bye.
And so to recap, we have Tony, Lena, and Tad, each with Snow White, Men in Black, and Avengers all in the right spot. And then it looks like they transposed the Dictator and Battleship. So with that, we do have a 23 for them, and we can move on to William with a 22. Looks like William, he did not have as much faith in Snow White as everyone else. Looks like William put Men in Black 3 at number 1. You lost out 2 points there, bud. And then Snow White, being in second position, put him with 1 point away for that. Then Avengers, Battleship, and Dictator all got those right. So, as I said, a 22 for William. Then we move on to Father Beast with Snow White and the Huntsman in first place. Got that one right, Father Beast. But then you put Avengers, Men in Black, The Dictator, and Battleship. It looks like that 2 and 3 and then the 4 and 5 were transposed. So that netted you a 21. Then we move on to our last two participants for the week. We have Jonathan and Scott. Both got a 20. They, just like William, thought that Men in Black would stay on top. Then we have Snow White in the second spot. Avengers, John and Scott, both got correctly. And then The Dictator and Battleship, it looks like were transposed for a total of 20 points. Now, usually, we'd go ahead and go through the leaderboards at this point, but with just 1 week into our new season, things are pretty much just how I explained. In number one, we have 7 people. Andrew's at the top, then Art, Kugron, Jeff, Mentally, Mrs. Beast, Uriah. Andrew, I think, is on top solely because of alphabetical order. I don't want to let anything go to Andrew's head. Then we move on to a tie for 8th place with 4 people. Lena, Tad, Tim, and Tony. We have William in 12th place. Father Beast in 13th place. And then Jonathan and Scott tied for 14th. Usually you don't go through the full leaderboards, but first week of the new season, really easy to do. And so many ties. As weeks move on, things will shake out, and we'll get a full top 10. But we can go ahead and just go as it is right now. Now, this coming weekend, we do have some new movies I want to give you a heads up about. There is Madagascar 3. And yes, this is your first kids movie of the current season, with some escaped zoo animals finding their way to the circus. And I'm sure kids of all ages, mind you, will absolutely love this movie. Then we have the prequel to Alien called Prometheus. There are a couple other movies that are coming out, not even high double-digit numbers in theater releases, so we can go ahead and expect them not to hit the top 5. I'll go ahead and let you go from here. Have a good week. Have a good weekend. Happy prediction. If you'd like to join in on the fun, there's multiple ways you can send us your picks. First, you can email us at tony@backseatproducers.com. You can call our voicemail line at 618-207-4794. You can send us a tweet at BetterInTheBack. You can also go to our website, www.backseatproducers.com, and have Google Voice call you. No long-distance charges.